Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey guys, before we go any further, let me just quickly, first of all, hello to Linda.
Hello.
How have you been, Linda?
All right.
What have you been doing?
Judging people.
Hold on, let's get, what, judging in what way?
On trains, right? I'm spending a lot of time on trains all of a sudden.
Okay.
It's been a while. What a flipping miserable existence that is, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, when you come back on the train, that's when it really hits you, when you are herded through the station alongside a load of other weary travellers.
Yeah.
And you funneled, like kettled, yes, through that station, and you realise, you look around and you go, this is our existence, guys, this is
it. Oh, I know.
Thank God it's only once a week for me.
Yeah, I know. I had a situation last week. I did a gig up at, sorry about this, folks, we'll get to spooky stuff in a minute. I did a gig up in the northeast near Sedgefield.
Yes.
I was at Fishburne. Hello, lovely friends at Fishburne Working Men's Club. We had a fantastic time. Ate a lot of pies, actually.
I love pies.
None with any hair in them. But anyway, we had a lovely time up there, and I came back and I got to King's Cross Station. And I made my way to Euston. I had to get back from Euston, and it was rammed, right? And the thing that I can't bear is people who then assume that that carriage is their private front room.
Yeah.
Tutting and stuff. It ain't your front room. There's not a lot of room for any of us.
No, put the newspaper on your lap, put your handbag on your lap, move over.
Yeah.
Could you not spread your legs quite that far? I'm pretty sure your bollocks aren't that big.
I don't know whether I've ever mentioned this to you before, but I had a... Oh, God, I'm going to tell you this. I was on an overground train like that not long ago, and I'd been for a drink at quite a fancy London place with, yes, a solicitor friend of mine. We'd had a couple of drinks, very fine wines, right? And I was a little bit pissed. Anyway, I got on this train during the rush hour like that, and there was a bloke, and I trod on his toe.
Oh, no.
And I said, I'm terribly sorry. And he went, tutted, and looked at his shoe, and I was a bit pissed and feeling a bit bold, and I went, sorry mate, I've apologised once, what do you want me to do, clean them? And he sort of said something like twat or something under his breath, and a woman opposite went, he called you a twat, right?
And was it me?
Could have been you. And I was riled, I was really riled. And so I said, do you think this is your front room? It's very crowded in it. I didn't say, yes, I'm a bit pissed. That's probably why I trod on your foot. And just as I was about to get off, very bravely, as the doors went, do, 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 do. I went, fucking idiot. We went, tss, opened, and I got out. And I was rather proud of myself.
That told him. His shitty shoes.
But he was a fucking, now dirty, shitty shoes. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I got off the train, and it was after I got off the train that I was standing behind this woman, and she was my age, right?
So right.
This is the sort of behaviour you associate with a 14-year-old, which is why I judged her very hard. I don't think she noticed.
14?
The behaviour that she was exhibiting.
Oh, sorry,
was,
I was going to say.
She was about my age, right?
Not 14 anymore,
but
love.
She was on the phone, and she was like this. She was going like this. Right, so yeah, I said to him, like, yeah, come over, like, and he said, no, like, it's a bit, like, difficult. So, yeah, like, honestly, every other word was like.
Yeah.
And I felt myself, my eye was twitching. I'm like, oh, God.
Yes, I know.
Use some describing words,
yes,
please.
That's right, adjectives. You know, it's funny you should say that. Did you see, you know, Cruella Braverman?
Yes.
Oh. She, the old witch.
She says mayor.
Oh, she's... Let's not get into that.
It's not the biggest problem I've got with what she says.
No, that's not the biggest problem. But she managed to spell accommodation wrong on Twitter. the evil witch. Right, let's get on with the show. I was going to tell you about Paula Wiseman, who sent in, and we would always welcome your busker contributions.
Oh, my God, will we?
This is lovely. It's from Belfast. Have a little listen to this. Talking of terrible entertainment, please come to see us at the 100 Club, 25th of June. We have got others coming up later in the year as well, but why don't we see how this one goes? It's go to wegottickets.com and you can go to Clinton Baptist Sunday Seance. And we'll be recording it as live.
Now, this is in the glittering, is it West End? Central London.
Yes, well, I would call that the West End, yes.
So what are we wearing, Clinton? Are you going to go full glam or are we understated?
No, I'm going to go full glam. No, well, you can wear your usual stuff, millets. But I will be wearing all sorts of glamorous sequins and the sort of stuff that turned people on when I was in Vegas. Recently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Siegfried and Roy style.
I might, without the tiger mark, I will be wearing all the sequins, all the lovely silk stuff. So there will be a real spectacle. And you can pop on a nice dress, I imagine. Do yourself up.
All right.
For once, bit of razzmatazz. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to have a listen to this incredible story. It's from Phil Boz Evans. We're going to speak to him in a minute. But in the meantime, have a listen to this. It's a genuine ghost story that he sent in. Music, please, Linda.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My ghost is a little old now, and the spirit appears to have my office now, but here it is played out.
Come on, Phil. Write properly.
I first moved into my solicitor's office in South Wales, in 2002. My room has no natural light, and the first day I moved in, I had a spooky feeling about the room. The office was used as a drug rehabilitation centre prior to our firm taking over the lease. On one of the first days, I was working late, unpaid.
Yeah, don't have a go at us. Nothing to do with us. Unpaid, exclamation mark.
And everyone else had gone home. At the time, there was an estate agent downstairs.
Oh, here we go.
There was then a bang on the wall behind me, which startled me, and all the hairs on my neck stood up. Then there was a loud slap in the adjacent corridor, like a plant No, like a plank hitting a tiled floor, but the floor was carpeted.
I responded by saying out loud for my own benefit, come on, who is pissing about? That is the scientific, spooky way of doing it. That's any clairvoyant medium will tell you that. Over the next few days, things went missing. Things were moved and I felt strange cold spots in the office, especially when I dealt with probate matters.
You are a shit.
For people who are recently bereaved. I don't know why I'm laughing at that. One day, while speaking to a client whose father had recently died, a wooden cupboard door creaked open. There was no draft in my room, or no windows, and a solid concrete floor.
As it did so, two white objects flew across the room and struck a wooden door.
That is, you've got to admit, that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Two white orbs flew across the room. How about that? Go on.
They came from a fire exit, which is sealed. I asked my client, did you see anything? He confirmed that what he'd seen was the same as mine. It was not something that dropped from the ceiling, but came across the room. They were like two spots of artex and were white specks, and they made a sound as they hit the wooden door twice.
It gets weirder. Dropping the accent. As a few weeks later, a woman came into my office to sell her house. She walked into my room, and as soon as she came in through the door, she said aloud, this room is haunted. I am a medium. Then he makes the shit joke there. I then asked her, I then asked her that I couldn't explain it. Come on, Phil. But I felt that the ghost was a young boy in his early 20s and that he had died in the gent's toilet.
Oh dear, what a way to go. She told me I was correct. And I was sensitive to the spirits.
Not the optic kind either.
That's enough jokes, Phil.
She told me not to worry as he was not malevolent and asked if I wanted to know why he hung around my office. I replied yes.
She said he hangs around near the fire exit radiator and stays because he loves my sense of humour. Fucking hell, someone does. I replied, great, the only fan I've got. And he's dead. True, but funny. Well, ish. She then said there was also someone else there.
She looked up at my wooden wall clock left me by my late neighbour and then proceeded to describe my deceased neighbour, Doris, to the T.
In a ghost up my fanny.
I can see an elderly woman with white hair.
In a pie.
And she paused, quite portly.
She loves how warmly you speak about her. Well, he has. He said portly rather than enormous. I was intrigued. She then told me she's standing behind you. All the hair on my neck stood up like it had been tasered. The closest I can equate to it is the excitement at the Welsh rugby stadium when the teams run out for the first time. The excitement and rush of feeling.
She told me she was my guardian angel and it was a lovely experience. It certainly made me believe in life after death. Whatever form that is, I don't know. Arthur Conan Doyle believed in the ether. I suspect it may just be that.
Since then, I have tested the theory with a dog. They are supposed to be sensitive, who would not cross the spot the spirit supposedly stands, and a water diviner who confirmed the cold spot in my room without any prompting.
I've not felt anything for a few years now. Coincidentally, since I stopped dealing with probate, but I will swear on the Bible these events are true. Phil Boz Evans.
We are about to speak to Phil Boz Evans. I will have a Bible handy for him to swear upon. Join us in a second. Let's get him on the line now. Here he is. It's Phil Boz Davis. It's the man who encountered all those, and I think you'll agree, listeners, genuinely spooky phenomena. Phil, are you reading me?
Coming through loud and clear.
As we've established, Phil is a bit of a joker, and hopefully he's going to carry on in this vein or not. But Phil, tell me, we are ringing in from Wales, isn't it?
Correct. The land of poetry and song, Clinton.
Lovely. Far be it from me to do any sort of silly Welsh accents, but it's lovely to speak to you. Yaki da, boy bach.
I'll do the silly Welsh accent for you.
Very good. Please, please, Phil, for those people, and not me, because you know I'm a believer, the thing that freaked me out the most were the two white
orbs that came from a fire escape. Hello, friends. This is a teaser podcast for season 6. Now, join me over at patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste and get to hear the full season 6 podcast, plus videos, celebrity interviews, sketches, features, Linda the Lot. Come on, get over there. Be one of my special friends. Thank you. Namaste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.